This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Ahead of this Tuesday's election, campaigns and many outside groups have flooded some political races with cash. One of the most expensive congressional races in the country is in Sacramento, California, in the newly redrawn 7th District. That's where an incumbent and a leader of the House Republicans faces a strong challenge from an Indian-American physician. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, this is not their first electoral face-off.
Dan Lundgren is a Republican who's been in and out of public office since 1979. He represented a Southern California district in the 80s, served as a state's attorney general for 8 years, and then returned to Congress to represent the Sacramento area in 2004. These days, Lundgren tells a friendly audience, he's still the same pro-business, limited government conservative he's always been.
There's a reason people are leaving California, going to Texas, leaving California, going to Nevada, and it's not for the weather. And so I make no apologies whatsoever that I am all about more jobs, not more taxes.
That message played well in the past when his district was slightly more conservative, but now Lundgren finds himself with a big target on his back.
Just to let you know, I was informed before I came over here, more money has been spent against me in this race than any other candidate for Congress in the country.
At least that was true on the day he gave this speech. Since then, other races have become more expensive. But it's true that Democrats and outside PACs have spent more than $4.5 million trying to defeat Lundgren. Some of that money buys ads, accusing him of being in the pocket of Wall Street and big oil. Then there's this one by a Democratic-backed super PAC criticizing Lundgren for his opposition to stem cell research.
This is Representative Dan Lundgren.
He's running for Congress.
He voted against embryonic stem cell research.
Is he a doctor?
The beneficiary of this ad is a doctor. He's a first-generation American, and his name is Ami Bera.
We've got our secret weapon, and it is all of you. You guys are the reason why we're going to win this thing. This is going to be one of the most important races in the country.
Bera, the Democrat in this race, is talking to a crowded room of phone volunteers. He ran against Lundgren 2 years ago and lost. But Bera's back for a rematch in a redrawn district where registered Democrats have an edge of 2 percentage points. In the closing days of the campaign, he's making a strong pitch to independent voters, telling them Lundgren's too ideological.
Leadership is about saying, I may disagree with you, but let's figure out where we agree. Let's build on those ideas, and let's go out and serve the citizens of this country and the residents of this community. So, you know, I think Dan Lundgren is going to lose because it is a failure of leadership.
But Bear is also the target of a lot of outside money, nearly $3 million, that pay for ads like this one.
When you go in that voting booth, you need to know who you're voting for.
Ami Bera supports the health care law, which will increase taxes on California families and businesses and cut $716 billion from Medicare. Californians just can't risk Ami Bera in Congress.
All the outside money underscores the fact that the Sacramento area district was designed to produce tight races, says University of Southern California political analyst Dan Schnur.
This is precisely the type of district that Californians thought they were getting when they supported a change in the redistricting rules and gave the responsibility to an independent commission. And that's not to say that they were looking to endanger more Republican incumbents, rather that they just wanted to see more competitive races from candidates on both sides of the aisle.
Schnur says that makes California's 7th congressional district exactly the kind of suburban swing district that might help determine the control of the House of Representatives. The candidates themselves say this race is too close to call. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.